When should you STFU? Do you know that abbreviation? I'm hoping so. If not, you're probably like, what? What's stoofed? He spelled stuff wrong. When should you shut the boop up? You know, because sometimes people need your advice and sometimes you got to just shh, 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 shh. And Leah's going to help us break down when is which. Today with Mental Health Monday on the show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Back from the weekend. Here we go once again. Another full week of Certified Mama's Boy. Are you excited? Please tell me yes, because I put a lot of effort into this podcast. Because I'd have a social life if it wasn't for this podcast. We're based in three principles on this thing. It's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey, on this lovely day of August the 8th. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Anybody else feel like they're dodging COVID all over again? Like we're in the midst of 2020 or maybe even December of this year? I feel like it's really bad again, right?
There's a lot of people getting it for sure.
I've tested every day since I've been back from vacation, literally every single day. Mm-hmm. Now that we can get COVID tests for free through our insurance, man, I'm just going wild over here. I'm just going crazy with it. Like, I don't even care. Once a day, let's go. Why not? Jess, my radio co-host, tested positive on Friday. So you got to keep in mind, Jess and I don't actually see each other that much, which I know sounds weird, but we don't. We are, we're in different studios and we set it up that way during COVID and we can still see each other. It's just like through the glass, like picture, you know, any radio studio you've probably seen in a movie or whatever. We're looking at each other through glass. So like, we don't really interact face to face. Her and I did have a meeting together on Tuesday. We were in the same room for about 30 minutes or so. But other than that, I was thinking, I walked into her studio for like maybe 3 seconds to hand her a coffee on Friday. But with the exception of that, that's really all I see Jess, like in contact with Jess face to face. It almost feels weird to me. Now, keep in mind, my whole radio career, I've had big shows with like lots of people in the studio, but now it almost feels weird when there are people in the studio with me. I'm just so used to being, you know, in the studio by myself, you know?
Yes. Where does your intern work? Does he work with Jess?
He works from home. He works from home.
Oh gosh.
So there's really, wow. I mean, it's literally just us. Your mom, you sound really far away. Are you far away from the mic today? You sound a little echoey.
Sorry. It's okay. Is that better?
Yeah, enough. Okay. Good enough. Okay. Anyway, I feel like everyone, my brother had COVID. My brother's husband had COVID. Some of my friends in San Diego had COVID right now. Literally, I just feel like we're dodging it all over again. It's kind of a thing. So be safe. Be vigilant, if you will. I do not do well with change. And that is becoming quite evident to me. I didn't even realize how much change really bothers me until this weekend, because usually when my life changes, everything kind of changes together. Makes sense. Like, for example, when I move, like literally everything changes, right? Like where I live, where I get my hair cut, where I go to the grocery store, like even like what grocery store I go to. If I have to go to a new grocery store, I remember when I first came here to Maryland and it was like painful to like go to a new grocery store. Yes. I remember like walking in there feeling so isolated and weird because I had no idea where anything was. And so for the first like 6 months, I'm like, I hate this stupid grocery store. It's so dumb. So compared to my California grocery store, it's so stupid. Like,
why I just is that don't there and not over there?
Yeah, it makes no sense. These stupid East Coast people, ugh, so dumb. Now I can't imagine not going to my grocery store. It's just how it is. But I had a rude reawakening to that this weekend. So I finally did. I want somebody to applaud me for this. I finally went to church. 2 years.
Yay! I'll applaud you.
I go to like a very specialized church. It's called Self Realization Fellowship. And it is, in layman's terms, I guess, it's like kind of like all of the big Christian, I mean, not big, the big spiritual people, take it if it's Jesus or any other religion. Every religion's Jesus, if you will. And they pretty much pull together common themes and pull from different religions or spiritual groups. And I love it because what I've realized is that, like, we're basically all kind of saying the same thing. We're just saying it like in different ways, right? But it's based in meditation. I really like it. And it's, there's the headquarters is actually in Encinitas, California, in San Diego. So that's actually where I started going. And so I, when I first got here, because I used to go every Sunday. Every Sunday is my thing. Every Sunday I went. Then, you know, COVID hit and couldn't do it anymore. And then I got here and they weren't, I mean, for the longest time, they weren't meeting. They probably started meeting maybe 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I just kept finding a million excuses not to drive the 35, 40 minutes down to right outside DC. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tried to go, what, last weekend, 2 weekends ago? I guess it was actually before my trip. And I couldn't because I got stuck in traffic on the way down there. So, or traffic had built up, so I didn't even try to go. So I was like, today is the day. Like, no more excuses. It's been 2 years. Like, you need to go to church. Life's pretty chaotic right now. You need to go to church. And it's like, drive down there. I'm watching as I'm driving down there. I'm watching the time get further and further away. You know, you ever try to like do that when you're watching Apple Maps and it's just adding more time and more. I'm like, oh my God, I had 4 minutes to spare. Now keep in mind, I don't do new things well. I don't know the parking layout. I don't know where to go. Like, I've never been in the building before. And I pull up. Yeah, 4 minutes to go. And I instantly, like, my body shut down. Like, mm-hmm. I felt my whole body being like, nope, this is not my church. This is not it. This is not what it looked like in California. This is not it.
No.
Y'all, this church was literally in like a parking lot. I mean, not a in a office park. Mm-hmm. Mom, did you ever go to the one in San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. They have two mm-hmm. beautiful buildings in San Diego, both very church-like. Mm-hmm. So you can just picture it. Like, just picture a church. Now imagine me pulling up today. I'm already having like anxiety. It's something new. And I see this like office building. I'm like, this is it. And has a sign. I see the sign. I'm like, this literally, I think, used to be a dentist office or like an H&R Block or something. Like, it felt weird. So go in and y'all, there's literally maybe 15 people there where I'm used to there being like 100, 150, 200. I'm not good with amounts of people, but maybe 100 or two.
Uh-oh.
In church. 15 people all over the age of 65, probably.
Oh no.
Now they did say that they were having air conditioning problems in the main chapel, but I'm like, it's an H&R Block. Like, I'm not having high hopes for, this is like where you come to get to renew your tag. I feel like that's what that was before this turned into the chapel. So I had really, really low expectations. Now I sat down and keep in mind, like, the message is the same, but the whole time I'm like, this is not my church. This is not my church. This is not where I go. This is not it. This is not what it felt like before. This is not the people that I was used to. This is not, I'm sitting here in a license renewal line, basically. With 15 old people. And I remember, because this is the first thing that I've done a one-off to of change. Because again, when I move, everything changes. So I'm just kind of like, you know, like nothing feels right.
Right.
But I'm like, man, why do I suffer so bad with change? It's literally the same message. It's the same book. The service is a little bit different. It's actually quite different. But like the message, still the same. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I'll go back. I don't know that I'll go back, because I didn't get the feeling that I got when I went to my other church, even though it's like the exact same thing.
Well, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember when we started at Christ Church? You weren't born yet.
No, obviously not.
I know you weren't born yet, but do you remember the story of that?
No.
It was in Norcross High School in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And we had been going to the cathedral in Buckhead.
Okay.
And it was such a long way to go, you know, every Sunday. And we saw the Episcopal Church sign in our neighborhood and found out it was in the, they were meeting in the Norcross cafeteria. They were just getting ready to establish a church. And so we said, well, let's go. Well, oh no, I had the same feeling you did. I thought the people were nice, but I was like, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can worship here. But then we went back the second time and something was different. And we stayed there. And of course, you know, the rest is history. But had we not gone back the second time.
Well, my family went to the same church for like a million years. So just, yeah. And I'm hoping this story is making sense if you don't know. Like they basically went to the same, like they started this church.
For 40 some odd years.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. Our family all went there. And of course, we moved down the Norcross High School cafeteria.
Yeah.
But we were there for months, several months, and it was a small group of people.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we stayed. So I guess it depends on what you're going for. Why do you want to go? Is it for the message? I mean, it is for the message, but I think most like people go to church for community, quite honestly.
No, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody, but I also don't want to feel like I'm 60 years younger than everybody else either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's what I really struggle with today. Even though like in California, there weren't like a ton of, it was mostly, I would say if you were to pick out the ideal person, they were probably 50, 60 years old.
Right.
But there were still people that looked like me there, you know, that like I didn't feel.
Your age.
Yeah, it didn't feel so. Probably 30% of people were my age, around my age, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know. I just
try it again. Change.
Honestly, it's like it's the thing that scared me about moving, you know. Or if I do move, like I just don't do well with change. Mm-hmm. And it's the only thing that's constant in this world. Like why can't I love change? Like why couldn't that be? If I could love change, y'all, like my ex-wife loved change. She loved it. Like she loved to move. She loved to move houses. Like she loved to move cities. She loved a new adventure. I hate new adventures. I want the same adventure every day for the rest of my life.
Is that because you lived in and grew up in the same town your whole life?
Probably.
College?
Yeah, probably because we didn't do anything different. Like that's just kind of what we did. Mm-hmm. I feel like I wasn't prepared. I like didn't prepare well for change. I just did not. And I still just do not do well. I just cannot, no matter what the change is, even like little changes at work, like if the show flow has to change or something, I'm like, oh God. Or like I don't know. I wish if there's anything. And listen, if you are one of those, if you had to, maybe we could bring in some wisdom from the outside. Maybe there's somebody listening right now that you had to adapt to doing it better. Maybe like you didn't like change either, but you found, I don't even know there's a hack. I don't know, but everything just feels like just off. Like for me, it just feels off and wrong until I do it like 30 times. And finally I'm like, okay, this is fine. Like for example, okay. I make the same brunch every day of every weekend. And I've been making this specific brunch since I moved to Maryland.
It's yummy too.
And I told myself, I said, you know what? Like I need to change it. Like the beginning of 2022, like I'm going to change it up a little bit. I need to like do something else. I can't see the same brunch every day, but y'all, I swear to you, every day of every weekend. I mean, literally every Saturday, every Sunday.
Yeah.
Like I'm making this damn brunch and I'm like, I got to change. So I told myself, okay, the New Year's resolution is this is the last time I'm making it just like this. I'm going to change it to something else. And I'll be damned. Here it is, the 8th of August. If I didn't have it twice over this last weekend, I'd be damned. Like I just want things to stay the same. Okay. Just want things to stay the same. That's it.
You're still eating your vegan delivery meals.
Yeah. That's when they tried to raise the price of me, I'm like, like, I don't really want to pay this extra, but like, what else am I going to do? Like, I don't want to change it. I don't want to change it. Once I got it, I got it. Like, that's it. I don't want to change it. I just want my stuff. I just want the things that I have just to be the same forever. Maybe an upgrade. Things can get like better, but not like it has to be drastically better. Okay, we've gone too long about this. I have a must-watch movie on Netflix that I was not excited to watch going into it, but so glad that I did. Anybody watch this Woodstock 99 movie that just came out? Maybe it was last week.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. If you like Fyre Festival, this is like Fyre Festival on crack, basically. This is – I don't even remember this story. I don't remember this happening. Mom, do you remember this happening, Woodstock 99?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
I'll save you like the shocking details of it, but basically it's like Woodstock, and they, you know, it has its reincarnations throughout the course of time. I think they did one in 94. I forget how many different Woodstocks they've done, but anyway, there was one in 99, and it may have been the last one they did, but it was so disastrous. it starts kind of slow, but they basically go through the whole 3-day weekend. All I'm going to say is like, it was like the late 90s was such an aggressive time. We were like so aggressive, music was so aggressive. It was all this like harder rock or aggressive rock, if you will. Mm-hmm. Everything was screaming and yelling. And so that was basically all those artists. And then all those people that loved those artists came.
Millions of them.
Yeah. And basically like just long story short, things went wrong and chaos ensued, and just please get to the third. It's a docuseries or whatever. So please get to the third episode of it, because it is like, I couldn't stop watching it. The second episode gets a lot better, and then it's just like, what? Mom, though, but you went to the original Woodstock, didn't you, 69?
Yeah.
I thought so. I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, I'm pretty sure my mom went to Woodstock 69. Yeah. Well, give us your memories of Woodstock 69. Because you were how old, though? You weren't that old.
18.
God.
Yeah.
Okay, give us your memories of Woodstock. Here's my mom, 18-year-old Nancy Yancey. This may change your opinion, because
trying to be a hippie.
Well, yeah, because they were showing footage of 69, and I was like, my mom was there? Like, what?
It was just a lot of people, lots of weed. I'm sure there's lots of LSD.
Like, were you
there.
High the whole time?
No. No, my boyfriend and I were fairly conservative hippies.
Were you naked at all? Because it looked like everybody was naked.
No.
I was like literally was watching this and I was like, what? My mom?
It was just kind of a crazy free-for-all. Whatever you felt like doing was A-OK. Yeah. And the music was loud and crazy and great. And, you know, everybody was dancing and having a good time. Most of them didn't even know where they were.
Lord, yeah. It just doesn't seem like a very Nancy Yancey place to be. But
well, that was my teenage Nancy Yancey.
Yeah, it's different. It changed.
Yeah, we changed.
Well, I highly recommend if you want to watch something this upcoming weekend or whenever you're just start. And like, I want to talk to you about it too. So after you watch it, DM me or whatever so we can get into it. But let me just put it this way. One more spoiler alert here. Like literally, they like catch the place on fire. Like they literally caught the place on fire. I was like, what? Y'all, it is so wild. It is so wild. Mom, you should watch it, because I'd love for you to compare your memories of Woodstock 69. You may actually enjoy watching, because they do kind of do a couple of throwbacks to the original Woodstock. All I could think about, though, I got like so personal space freaked out. Like, I don't think I could even survive.
Well, there is no personal space.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I could like survive around that many people anymore. I mean, I really couldn't do it that well before, but like, watch this movie on Netflix. It's a Woodstock 99, and tell me, like, can you just imagine being in the middle of that? Because it's just, even like pre-COVID. I can't imagine it. All right, Mom, let's do our quote for today.
Okay. It's from Gandhi. And he said, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. Amen to that. What you think, what you say, and what you do are all the same and all in harmony. You're not saying one thing and doing another. You're not thinking one thing and doing another. You're thinking and saying and doing the same things. And hopefully they're good things.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that would be creating unhappiness.
I've had to watch myself with that recently. Well, not recently, but just I'm trying to be more mindful. I see some really good quotes like on Instagram or whatever. Like that's all my feed has drastically changed. My Discover. I mean, Instagram is just garbage right now. It's just absolute garbage. Like it's just I don't like this new Reels thing. I don't like how you see in all these random things you don't even really want to see. It's like none of your friends anymore. It's all these random accounts. Because like none of your friends are really posting Reels that much. And they are. It's like nothing meaningful. It's just them doing like little, you know, stupid TikTok style, like a crappier version of TikTok.
Right.
Anyway, with all this said, where was I going? Oh, so my feed has changed from like travel to like motivational quotes. I get like a lot of them. And like I see them like, ooh, that's really good. But before I post them now, instead of just hitting repost, it's so easy just to see something we like and repost it. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to be mindful of like, would I actually do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I feel like if you post these kind of things, but you don't actually do them or would live up to those standards,
yeah,
that
you're a hypocrite.
It's like hypocritical, but I feel like you're almost doing a little bit of damage.
Hmm.
Like you're doing a little bit of like social damage because then I'm like, well, if somebody posted this quote about doing something really good, I'm like, oh, people are doing all this good in the world. But then I'm like, are they? You know what I mean? Like,
That's not the same person I know. How many times have you said that?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't.
The person I know wouldn't say or do that.
I don't like it. I don't. I'm just trying to be more authentic on Instagram. And by doing so, though, I'll tell you, I post a whole lot less.
Yeah. I've noticed that.
I post a whole lot because I just don't. Number one, I'm too busy. Before, it was like all I could do. I just don't care as much anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't care. Anyway, back to the point of like, I just want it all to be authentic. I think about the inauthenticity of social media a lot and like how I was a big problem to that especially with my relationship because I would post, I realized the more insecure I was with my relationship, the more I post about it and the more like positive, it was almost like I had to use crowdsource confidence from everybody else.
Yeah.
Because
you mean
I was
validation.
Yeah,
validation.
If y'all liked it, then it must have been okay.
Uh-huh.
If it looked good to y'all, then like it must have been okay. Where like on the inside, I was like, "Is this? That's it? Like this is what this is?" Because
yeah, how many people do you think are really authentic on any social media platform?
Very, very few.
Yeah, I would say 1%.
Very few.
Yeah.
I mean,
most everyone's trying to portray something that they'd like to be.
But to be fair, like, I don't think social media is made for authenticity.
No, that's true.
Like, it's not, it really made to show like the highlight reel.
Yeah.
It's not really made for like your inner thoughts, feelings, you know?
Yeah,
like, it's
true.
I mean, some people use it that way, but not many. Most of us are posting these amazing pictures, smiling pictures, filtered pictures, vacation pictures.
Yeah.
Look what I accomplished. Look what I achieved. I'm so happy about this. All the positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even over exaggerated version of our lives.
Yeah.
But it does. It makes, I know how isolating can make everybody feel. I get it. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not in love with social media anymore. I'm not because of basically what that quote just said. Like I want everything to line up. The podcast is so easy. This is like where authenticity is in the forefront.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's a safe space.
It's a safe space. Like I don't feel like I have to look any kind of certain way. Like I'm sitting here naked right now. You know what I mean? Like 99% of these episodes are recorded butt naked, maybe in a towel.
Oh, jeez.
Y'all get me right after the gym. I just come out. I mean, this is as authentic, as raw as I get. It's It's right here in front of you right now. So well, welcome back to a new week of Certified Mama's Boy. Hopefully I'll tell you what I did Thursday night. I washed my Cozy Earth sheets. I want to have them all ready. I'm on like month four of these things. I still think these are the best sheets on the face of the earth. I really do. They are so, like, I was trying to think this weekend because I just, oh God, like, I just, what I do is I rub my feet in them. You know what I mean? I would start like doing my feet, like, windshield wipers almost in them because, or like rub them up and down because they're just so almost like silky or buttery soft. Mm-hmm. I don't know if buttery is the right word. If I had to define it, it's buttery. These sheets are damn buttery. Yeah. I want to make sure that you get in on these bamboo sheets. They are Oprah's favorite things. They are so freaking soft. Like they're, and you may have had, I've had some bamboo sheets before and I thought they were okay. Mm-hmm. They were okay at best. These mm-hmm. are whatever they've done over there. Awesome. They're not, somebody asked the other day if they're hard to launder. No, they're not. I just put them on the cold cycle, whatever it says on the tag. It's not. And I just put them in the dryer. I just follow the instructions. But I think somebody said you had to they had bamboo sheets and they had to had air dry them. And I was like, or hang them out in the damn, what's that called? Fishing wire or whatever. No. clothespins, no. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Love them though. I love them. And we have 40% off these things right now. I want you to take advantage of this. I don't know. And everyone's like, well, how long is it going to go on for? I don't know. And that's not even like a sales gimmick. Like, I'm not just trying to I don't make commission off this, by the way. Obviously, if we sell, if everybody buys these things, then we can, they'll advertise more, but I don't get paid anything extra if you buy them. It's not like a commission structure.
Right.
But I want you to take advantage of it because, what's gone is gone. Mm-hmm. And at 40% off right now, this is a chance for you to get some luxury sheets to keep you cool in the summer and warmer in the winter. They're just perfect. These sheets are literally perfect. So go to CozyEarth.com, CozyEarth.com, CozyEarth.com. Your promo code is Kramer40, 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 to get 40% off your sheets or whatever else you want, the softest products ever. All right, CozyEarth.com. Also, BetterHelp is on the podcast today. Friggin' love BetterHelp. Actually, I'll tell you about BetterHelp. It talking about not liking change. It did take me a second to, as much as I do, I love it now. I couldn't go back to in-person therapy anymore. It's just not possible.
No.
But this podcast, by the way, is sponsored by BetterHelp. And I didn't remember it felt kind of weird for a second because I was like, I'm like talking to a person. When I first started with BetterHelp, I did video sessions and it was okay at best. Because it just felt different. I just wasn't used to it. But then probably the third session in, I'm like, I freaking love this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a way to me. It's like a way to even be more authentic because you don't feel the pressure of someone like looking at you. You know what I mean? Like being in somebody else's space. Like I'm in my space when I do therapy.
Right. Exactly.
In my space, my belongings, my area. I'm not sitting in somebody's office. I don't know. It doesn't smell weird, feel weird. Temperature's right. Everything's good. You know? So I want you to try it out. Like there's all different ways. You can do the video, you can do the phone, even live chat session with your therapist. You don't have to see anybody on the camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. And you can get matched under 48 hours. As a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/Kramer. It's BETTERHELP.com/Kramer. All right, we're going to get a little bit more nervous because we started this week on this month off with a bang. We had a new certified fan the first day of the month. Friggin' awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, though, there's going to be no excuse. You guys are heading back to school in the next couple of weeks. Tell me, too, when you're going back to school because I am curious. Arizona's back in school. I'm like, what?
Well, wow.
I'm back in school since the first.
Yeah, I think the kids started school here on Friday. I'm asking why they start on Friday, but.
That's crazy to me. Yes, here in Maryland, they start back on around Labor Day. So we got two or three more weeks here. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're getting back into school. And to me, that's always a sigh of relief because we get a lot more people listening. You're back mm-hmm. to a normal schedule. In the summer, you may not have been able to keep up with the podcast as much. And I hate that. But now you're back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So certified fans, we need two more people this month to say, hey, listen, I like this podcast enough to be able to be a certified fan. Mom, explain what that means.
Okay, that means that you support us financially with $6 a month. You become a friend on our Facebook fan page. You get discounts on merch. You get bonus mama text. You're the first for anything exciting that's going on. You'll be the first to hear about that.
Oh, there's something exciting going on, by the way.
What?
So there's something exciting going on, by the way. We'll tell you about it soon, though.
Yeah, right.
I would say the next, I mean, before the end of August for sure, but like hopefully way before the end of August.
But the fans have the opportunity to hear that before it goes public. Yeah. And you get a shout out on a show. And you get a shout out on our Facebook page.
Yep.
So, here we go.
For the low price of $6 a month. And I just know that's literally all goes to operating cost. And if it's anything left over, it just stays in a savings account for our just an account for anything that we need to grow with, you know, but there's not much of that because it's expensive to run a podcast. You'd be shocked. Anyway, just text the word fans, F-A-N-S to 888-Kramer-8, fans to 888-Kramer-8. We'll dedicate a show to you if you do. And when we don't have anybody new, we spin the wheel. And certified fan number 193 is going to be our certified fan of the day. And we want to say hello. What did I say, 193? Jennifer G. Jennifer G. from San Diego. Jennifer G. has been with us since July of 2020.
Awesome.
Jennifer G., how are you? Hope you're having a good summer. Hope it's not hot as hell. Well, you live in San Diego.
Over 2 years.
Even though, I'll tell you this, my San Diego friends, they do believe it's very hot right now.
What is
and
it? 80?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's 80, it's like 78. to you, I say, well, if you live in the outskirts, maybe it can get a little, toasty. Mm. I was walking. I have a new tradition. It's very, this is like old people stuff now. There's this ice cream shop on the other side of where I live, and they have this vegan cotton candy ice cream, and I try not to eat a lot of desserts, but they always rotate their flavors. And so I have this agreement with the universe that if I walk over to this ice cream shop, which is probably a mile, maybe, maybe a little over, I don't know. I'm so bad at that. It could be 30 steps. I don't know. But you gotta go up this hill. So you gotta go all the way up this hill. Anyway, I have an agreement with the universe. If they have cotton candy ice cream that day, then I'll get it. And if not, obviously I don't need dessert and I'll walk right back. And it's kind of like the most defeatist walk of shame ever because
were already tasting it.
Yeah. So I had no plans on Saturday because I was kind of worried about, I was supposed to go to the Orioles game, but I was kind of worried because of Jess. So I decided not to go because it would have been my fifth day. And that was last time when I started showing symptoms was the fifth day. So anyway, so I was like, I'll just walk over outside. The ice cream shop's outside. You just go up to the little window. I feel okay about this. They didn't have it. They didn't have it like the third or fourth time. So I literally sent them a message on Instagram. where's I going with this? I had a point. Oh, it was so hot. It literally, I looked at my app. It said it feels like 101. I was
oh my gosh.
Kiki with me, which was like an awful idea. Oh. She's looking at me like awful. Like I'm on my damn last leg over here. Like there was just no way.
Imagine
walking all the way over to an ice cream shop and it's hot as hell. Perfect day for ice cream. Got no ice cream. Stupid. I hate that plan, but I made that commitment to myself. So now I can't not make it. Why? Why wouldn't I just get it?
Right.
That's what I said. I said, I'm only getting it. I'm too disciplined. Like, I'm only getting it if they have cotton candy.
But so, try any other flavor?
I don't need it in the first place. I try not to eat a lot of desserts. So I know I don't need it. But I said, okay, only if cotton candy.
Then you'll allow yourself to do it. I see.
My point is, it's not that hot wherever you are. Arizona people, San Diego people, you can't complain. Oh. Okay. Don't forget, we got 2 more days of voting for Certified Mama's Boy. If you don't mind, text the word vote. Did to go vote for us for Podcast Magazine. We're really going to try to stay number one for the next couple of months. And I promise you, we'll never do this again, because I'm just, this can't go on forever. We have to have a stopping point. So this year, we're going to try to stay at the top of the charts. Please text the word vote, VOTE, to 888-Kramer-8. And that's it for you today, Mom. I love you.
I think we gave Jennifer G a shout out.
Oh, okay. We'll give her a shout out.
Okay. Whoop, whoop to Jennifer G.
Okay.
Glad you're here.
Now we're done. Jennifer, we love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're done for today, Mom.
Yeah. Good. Love you forever.
All right. Mental Health Monday time. This is where my friend Leah, who is a therapist in California, in San Diego, comes on and just, we talk about therapy. Could be relationships, could be personal life, growth, anything. And she's good at this kind of stuff. Leah, when should you give advice and when should you STFU?
That took me a second. Yeah.
Shut the up. This is a tricky one. And this is actually your topic, but I don't know if this came from a specific situation, but I enjoy this topic because sometimes and this can go with any relationship in your life. It doesn't matter. It can be a partner, a child. This can be a work relationship, a friend, a random acquaintance. It doesn't matter. You stick your head in the wrong business, sometimes it really comes back to bite you in the ass. So, Leah.
Yeah.
This is a personal story, or where did this come from?
Well, it's something I've thought about recently. Just, I've talked about it with friends generally, especially because all my friends are therapists. So I think we try not to therapize each other, but I think it's like that balance, right? It's like,
oh, that must be so annoying. Like, I just thought about that. Like, you just try to go to dinner and you're like, hey girl, I need to talk to you guys about something. And they're all like, well, according to,
I'm like, right now. And they're like rolling their eyes. No, I think what's wonderful about it is that we're all pretty open. And I actually, was talking to a friend about it. Like part of like my obsessive compulsive stuff is like, I will pick the ingrown hairs on my legs. It's terrible. And then it'll leave. It's just like this whole process. And when I'm feeling more anxious or I have more time, I will do it and it'll be very mindless. And then it's like, I relapse. And so I have like one close friend who can relate. And so it's nice to have that, but I think you're right. It's like, then we just go too deep sometimes and it's,
yeah, it's a lot.
I'm like, let's just
have fun, guys. We have fun today.
It's
light today, guys. It's very light. No. Okay. So when do you give advice and when do you mind your own business? And then if people come to you for advice, I feel like they never really want it in the first place. So
I was talking to a friend about this, but the reason I brought it up with the friend was because, again, she's a therapist, but I have a bunch of clients, right, who will have like a go-to person, whether it's a friend or partner or family member, and they will go to them. And then they get so frustrated when that person they're confiding in will offer advice versus just let them clean their feelings. And so I have a few thoughts on this, is that there are some people that are capable of just listening. And there are other people that really struggle with just listening and want to give you advice, or they have very strong opinions on things. And so they are going to offer your advice unsolicited. And it's usually very frustrating because like they just don't know any other way, and it's not their fault, right? They like, I know this, I know the answer, I want to help you, you're struggling, let's do this. And so, but then for that person, when you're struggling and in that moment, you really don't want to hear a solution sometimes or hear their opinion. You just want to like cry it out or just like be and have someone just validate you. Right. So I guess the reason I brought this up especially is because I've talked to a lot of people that there's certain people, where are we talking about giving advice or receiving? Now I'm confused. Well, it's okay. Here's my thought.
What's happening? What just happened last 20 seconds? Giving it. Like, I think it's giving it. When are you supposed to? I think solicited and unsolicited, because sometimes even solicited advice will get you in trouble.
So I always say, ask the person in front of you. Are you like, can I give you my opinion? Can I offer advice? Or do you prefer to just like cry it out with me? Or like, especially in a certain relationship, like with parents, for example, right? Like, okay. I think parents have a hard time with their kids. Again, we talked about it last time with like seeing their kids suffer.
Sure.
So a good question for parents to ask their kids, or, you know, for someone to ask their partner is, what do you need from me right now? Not in like a rude way, but like, what can I do for you right now? Do you want me to listen, or do you want me to help problem solve? and giving that option, asking.
Can I sum that up better? I learned this a while ago and I think it's so friggin' genius. And I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like this to me was like, every now and then, I think in like the mental health field, like you, or even just like in relationship or anything, there's life. Like you stumble across something, you're like, oh, that's genius. This was this one. It was like you ask people, do you want sympathy or do you want solutions? Mm-hmm. And because I feel like you really got to know what you, because keep in mind, if you're just having like a bitch session and then someone's like, well, you know,
I don't know if I like that phrase though. Do you want sympathy or solutions? It kind of sounds like sympathy is like pity. I feel like I would hear from that statement.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I just want you to, I just want to be right. I don't need an answer. You know what I mean? Like, I just need you to say, oh, poor me. Like, for example, let's say that you come home from a hard day at work and your boss is being a jerk in your opinion, but maybe your boss is being a jerk for a reason. You know, and like, this would be a very specific example because my profession is kind of weird, but like, I'm trying to think of something more generic that I can use that anybody would understand. Like, let's say that you wrote, you had a deadline of 4 p.m. and it's 5:30 and it's still not done. And your boss is mad at you. And like, when I come home, I'm not going to be like, well, you know, I did miss the deadline before he, you know, so I was an hour and a half late. So he's a jerk. Like, I want to be like, he's a jerk. F him. Like, he should have known I was working my ass off on this, blah, blah, blah. Where, you know, your partner could come to you and be like, well, do you feel like you could have like asked him for more time? Like, I don't want that right now. So I feel like that really, to me, sympathy or solutions really kind of gives like the expectation. I just do want sympathy. Like, how could you not want sympathy in those situations?
Totally.
What's your solution? If it's not sympathy, what word do you want to use?
I don't know. Do you want space to process or a solution?
No, I want a bitch.
No, but space to process. It just sounds more compassionate, I feel.
Leo.
It's semantics, but I really think that space, do you want space to process this or do you want my advice?
Well, can we add a third option in there then?
What's the third?
That is the third option. Sympathy, solutions, or space. Sympathy, solutions, or space. We just, boom, we add it to it.
So sympathy, you want them to say, he's an asshole.
Yeah. Like that. Like, screw him. Like, oh, that sucks. So I'm so sorry for you.
I don't know, but I don't know if your partner has to agree with you all the time.
No, I want them to, though, but I want them to. Because I cannot imagine that situation where they're like, well, your boss is kind of right because you were an hour and a half late.
Why do they have to agree with
you? I would literally get divorced in that moment. I would file for divorce. I would like print. I would go get my printer out of the garage. I would set it up. I would print out divorce papers and I'd like sign these. Cause like, that's not what I want.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that if your partner doesn't agree, should lie and agree.
Oh, you should lie.
No, I think you could be like, sounds like it was a stressful day. Like, I'm sorry you've had a bad day. Like, it sounds like a terrible day. Why is that not enough?
It's fine. We've gone too long on this one instance. Let's move on to the next thing. When should you give advice when you are not asked your opinion?
Oh, so then don't give it. Let's say,
for example, Leah, I think you're dating a very boring guy.
Okay.
Just hypothetically. And maybe your behaviors are, let's say like you're out doing cocaine every day. Okay. And I am like, that's not really my business to like get involved in this right now. I don't really think that my advice is, you haven't asked me, am I doing too much cocaine every day?
Right.
So when should you give advice?
Oh, so you're saying like, if it's like, you're worried about my mental health or like, well,
let's say you're dating somebody I think's a piece of crap.
Okay.
You didn't ask me though. You didn't ask how I feel about him. Like, should I, like, when is the place to step? Or what happened? Or example, let's say someone's kids are like so bad and they don't ask if you feel like maybe I should step in and say, hey, listen, like your kids are really being bad.
Yeah. So this is the thing though, but this is where you're asking me, but you don't want my actual thought.
No, I do. I do.
Well, I think it depends on severity. So if I was doing cocaine every day, I would want someone to be like, yes, sounds like you have an addiction. And like,
okay, that's what I'm saying. Take cocaine out of it. But let's just say you're dating somebody that I just feel like is not good for you in general. And like,
if it's not unhealthy, I think you could provide feedback maybe once, but then you have to leave it. Cause it's my,
should you though? Should you, yes, should you?
Abuse. Yeah. Cause this is what I've learned as being a person in my 30s and seeing people marry people that you're not like, they're not necessarily your favorite, is that it doesn't matter if they're happy or they're content or this is their, unless I'm worried about their safety or feel like they're being abused, I'm not going to say anything because it's their decision. And mm-hmm. ultimately people do what they want to do.
True. True. So that's what I'm saying. Is it even worth it then? Because you're probably going to, it's like, imagine Leah, I came to you and this may or may not have happened. I mean, like, I don't think this person's the right match for you.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to be instantly be like, oh my God, thank you, I'm going to go break up with them?
No.
So is it even worth giving advice if no one's asked your opinion?
I think it depends on the situation, the severity of things. Like, okay. I think if this person was like cheating on me all the time, I'd want you to say, Leah, you know what I mean? Okay. I want you to be like, Leah, this person, I know they're being unfaithful. I guess I'd want that. But if it's like just a matter of you don't like them, I mean, I would hope that I would date someone that my friends like, but I mean, okay. Granted, you never met anyone I've dated. So let's just based on that.
do you care about that?
Not really.
I'm kidding, Leah. I'm kidding. You and I are terrible at dating.
Speak for yourself, bro. Okay. Well, this is the one last thing I want to say about people and advice, is that there are certain people you are going to go to for advice, which, Steve, it would not be you for some things, like dating.
All right.
And there are people like, and even like certain questions about dating, I wouldn't even ask my parents, right? Cause I'm like, okay, they're going to have their opinion. It's not going to be helpful. So I also think when you're seeking advice, there are certain people that are going to be helpful and it might be the support you want. Other people, where if it's like your mom, they're going to be overprotective, or they're going to have a lot of judgment, or they're going to like want you to date a certain person. Right. So it's also discriminate, like having that ability to be like, this person's someone I would go to for this issue. This person is someone I don't go to. And it's just a person that I have fun with, this person, you know what I mean? So it's also having a person for each situation.
I don't know if we solved any world issues today, but
I think we did.
I think that I'm just not going to give Leah my advice anymore about her dating life.
But you didn't even know the circumstances. Then you're really judgmental.
Hey, do we need to do an episode on being too sensitive?
No. I already know it. I've already owned it.
Leah has an ebook. Where do we find it?
You can find it on my website at hertrueempowerment.com or on Amazon Kindle. It's Dating Made Easy. And you can also find it in my Instagram bio at hertrueempowerment.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Tell me if you do the same thing, because I feel like I'm being a glutton for punishment at this point. So in case you don't know, this is so boring, but I don't eat gluten because it literally causes me anxiety. I know it sounds weird, but it does. Like, so if I eat gluten, I literally start to get like panic, like you know, those little like anxiety zaps, you know, like, ugh, ugh, ugh. Like I started to get those, right? So there's this Thai place that I love that they can make it gluten-free. But for the last 2 weeks, I swear to you, because I get it usually once a week because, hello, I don't change. But I have some left over. And I swear to you, because my anxiety has been pretty bad the last couple of weeks. There's a lot going on. But I'm putting 100% of my anxiety into this pad Thai. And I'm so I ate some of it on Friday. Yeah, Friday night. Had anxiety. Went to bed, woke up, like, I'm not gonna do it. But y'all, it's like sitting in my fridge right now on Sunday night, and I'm like, I want to go. Now, I don't feel anxiety at all right now. So instead of just having a nice, peaceful evening, I'm gonna go see if maybe it was just normal anxiety and not gluten anxiety because it's that tasty. So have a great week. Let's do it together on the show, okay?
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.